This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Elzette de Beer, curator of the Namot Museum in Franschhoek, is going to tell us about the Threads of Synergy exhibition on right now. Elzette, the thing that struck me most when I walked in was, wow, it was the scale that really intrigued and impressed me, and the work, of course. But tell us a little bit about the background, what made you focus on Margaret Stevens and the work she's been doing in this particular field.
Thank you, Philip. Threads of Synergy is an exhibition of South African tapestry art focused on the medium of tapestry and on a more tactile encounter after months of virtual experiences. The exhibition presents a selection of tapestries woven by Stevens Tapestry Studio and includes work by Cecil Scottness, Cecily Sash, Robert Hodgins, Sam Shingedwa, and William Kentridge. It shows a wonderful example of creative collaboration between artists, designers, and weavers. The exhibition also explains the entire process from spinning and dyeing the mohair to redrawing the entire artwork design for tapestry, charting the colors and the weaving process itself, which results in these co-created tapestries that are exhibited in galleries and museums worldwide.
It's also a wonderful experience because when you go there, you can actually feel the wool and feel the textures and also watch a very good presentation of an interview with Margaret Stevens, who is the person behind the work, the person who translates the artwork into the tapestry. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, that would. The Stevens Tapestry Studio was founded by Margaret Stevens in the 1960s when her mother suggested she weave a tapestry of a woodcut by Cecil Scottness. So that would be her first, if we can say her first, translation or design from an artwork to tapestry.
And we actually see that on the exhibition, which I found very exciting.
That's correct. The work that was first woven in 1964, and this edition currently on exhibition, was woven in 2018. So this particular work, as I mentioned, was created from Coral Stevens, who initiated or proposed that this work be translated into a tapestry. And that would become Marguerite's first tapestry at a time during which she actually was as a occupational therapist. And that would then really start the Stevens Tapestry Studio.
And also you're doing workshops as well. Will you be doing any currently? And I know you're doing walkabouts as well. Please tell us about that.
Certainly. So we present an art experience comprising a curator-led walkabout and a glass of wine on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11. That's every Tuesday. And then we further host an introductory weaving workshop presented by the textile artist Andy Reeves. Our workshop of the 12th of February is currently fully booked, but there is a next session on Saturday, the 9th of April. So the tickets for these workshops are usually 500 Rand and includes all the materials that you may need for your first own small tapestry. And then bookings for these can be made directly on our website at lamotte.com.
What I must say to everybody is you've actually got to go and see these tapestries. It's the sense of scale, it's the texture, it's the nuances which really require you. Well, it's very hard not to want to touch the exhibits, but it's that kind of interaction that you really need and something that I would really encourage you to do, also to get a sense of scale. When I walked in, I was sort of quite taken aback at the scale, and it's something I think you really would want to enjoy and experience. But while I've got you on the line as well, can we just talk about the classical concert series that starts off on the 29th of January?
Absolutely. We host our first concert at Lamotte for the year on Saturday, the 29th of January, and that will be a Beethoven piano recital with Gustavo Romero. The Mexican-American pianist Gustavo Romero has a stellar reputation for both the technical brilliance and interpretive depth of his playing, as well as his commitment to in-depth exploration of individual composers.
Well, that's going to be a brilliant start to the series, and to find out more, go to the Lamotte website and we'll also keep you informed on Map My Way. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.